Blog Talk Radio.
About it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the very late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter that will continue to still carry on in her memory. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, this broadcast starts off with prayer, so let's begin to get in our set place and draw our minds in. For those of you that have prayer lists, go get your prayer list that you can lay hands on your prayer list as we touch and agree with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we lay hands upon our prayer lists, Lord Father, Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, you know what each and every one of them in need of, Lord. And Father, we thanking you right now, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you for the prayers that you're answering as we speak and about to, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for every praise report, Lord Father, and every prayer request that we receive, Lord Father. Helping us, Lord Father. Father, to be our brothers and sisters, keepers, to pray one for another, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers today, Lord. So Father, as I lay my hand on this prayer list, Lord Father, look upon the hands that are laying, Lord Father, what on their prayer lists, Lord Father, or themselves, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord, to let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Curtis Jones right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue, Lord Father, for your healing process, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for him, Lord Father. Touch his wife right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Yvonne, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, not just over her mind right now, Lord Father. And we speak peace to it right now, Lord Father. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we pray that she look up, Lord Father, and continue to speak life, knowing that her help, O God, coming from you, Lord. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, to line up her spine right now, Lord Father. And we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For you said, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for your healing process, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Briston right now, Lord Father. Thank you for continually touching and healing his body right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for all prayers, Lord Father, that went forward for Briston right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to continue to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Brian right now, Lord Father, and we ask you, Lord Father, for your guidance, Lord Father, in his life, Lord Father, as we continue, O God, to pray for his salvation right now, Lord. And Father, everything that the enemy meant for his bad, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for turning it around for his good right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we glorifying and magnifying you, Lord Father. Father, knowing, O God, that it was nobody else but you, Lord Father. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deshaun right now, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over his mind right now, Lord Father. Father, we come against, Lord Father God, every drug habit right now, Lord Father. Father, we cast it out into outer darkness right now, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you right now to touch him, Lord Father. Give him the willingness right now to live, Lord Father. Father, we cover him this day, O God, under the blood, Lord Father. We covering him under the blood, Lord Father. Shield and protect him right now, O God. Father, keep that hedge of protection round about him as we praying for his salvation right now. As we praying, O God, for his deliverance right now, Lord Father, from drugs, Lord Father. We know, O God, that you can do it, Lord Father. And Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, Andy right now, Lord Father, and Eddie, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord Father. Order and guide their steps, Lord Father, as we pray, O God, for their salvation, Lord Father. Father, order their steps, O God. Order their steps right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We speak in peace right now round about them, O God. And, Father, we know, O God, that you're a just and merciful God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we're just saying thank you today, Lord. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to hold before you Prophetess Gaines, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, Father, as she continue, O God, to stand flat-footed, O God, upon your word, Lord, Father, on her assignment, Lord, Father, not failing to do so, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to keep that hedge of protection round about her. And when we say no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord, Father, and every tongue that should rise up against her in judgment shall be condemned, Lord. Father, we thank you for seeing the blood. We thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, continue to comfort her, Lord, Father. Guide her, Lord, Father, as she continue, Lord, Father, for her saying what thus say the Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophet Wright, Lord, Father. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, O God. Father, we ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about him, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for touching his body as we continue to speak healing, O God, to his body right now, Lord, Father. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, O God. And we thank you right now for your supernatural healing, Lord, Father, in and through his body right now, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for the fivefold ministry, O God. Father, shield of protection, Lord, Father, blood covering right now, Lord, Father, as they continue, O God, to preach, teach, and prepare, Lord, Father, your people, Lord, Father. We are thanking you, O God. We are thanking you that you are still using them, Lord, Father, to bring forth your true and living word, Lord, Father. Father, give your people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord, Father, as it comes forth, Lord, Father. Father, we cover, Lord, Father God, our workplaces, Lord, Father. We cover our homes right now, our neighborhoods right now, Lord, Father God. Our city and state right now, Lord, Father. Our region right now, Lord, Father, with the blood covering, Lord, Father. See the blood, Lord, Father. Father, I hold before you, O God, our listeners right now, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, listen at a later date, Lord, Father. You know their wants, their needs, Lord, Father. Father, you said you will supply all our needs, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for looking after them, Lord, Father. We thank you for shielding and protecting them in their going out and their coming in, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for their jobs right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the food that you are supplying for those that are in need, the shelter, Lord Father, for those that are in need in shelter right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are praying today, O God. Father, for those that have lost loved ones during this heat stroke right now, Lord Father, and we ask you, O God, Lord Father. Father, for compassion upon your people, Lord Father, that they may look, Lord Father, not just on the elderly, Lord Father, but others, Lord Father, that they may have that love in their heart, Lord Father, to offer, Lord Father, some type of help, Lord Father, some type of assistance right now, Lord Father. Let them not be about me, myself, and I, Lord Father. Let them look upon that neighbor, Lord Father, that they are accustomed to seeing, oh God, that they don't see anymore, Lord Father. Let them go check on them right now, Lord Father. Father, many are dying because of this heat, Lord Father. Many are dying because of senseless mass shooting, Lord Father. Father, we come against the enemy right now and we cancel in premature deaths right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, touch every prayer cell right now, Lord Father, every broadcast right now that are preaching and teaching your word, Lord Father. Cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, that others, Lord Father, may rise up right now, Lord Father, and begin to pray in war and intercede in the heavenlies, Lord Father, for others, Lord Father. Father, I thank you today, Lord Father, for each and every prayer warrior today, Lord Father. Father, that are touching and agreeing, Lord Father, not just with this prayer list, Lord Father, but the other prayer lists around the world right now, Lord Father, as they hold their prayer lists before you, Lord Father. Father, bless them right now, Lord Father. Now, Lord Father. Father, increase their faith in you, Lord Father. Help them, O God, to be bold soldiers right now, O God. Father, that they, Lord Father, may be that light in someone's darkness today, Lord Father. Whether it may be a smile, Lord Father. Whether it may be just telling them that you love them, Lord, and you're merciful and loving, Lord Father. Father, whether it be just a hug, Lord Father, however you use them this day, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for this opportunity, Lord Father, for you woke us up this morning, O God. Father, this was a brand new day that was not promised to us, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for this day, and we ask you to use us this day to glorify your kingdom right now, Lord Father. For we take nothing and no one for granted, oh God. Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you daily, Lord Father God, for your strength, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, how you use this broadcast to touch people in many nations, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, that as they hear it, Lord Father, for those that don't speak English, Lord Father, that they hear it, Lord Father, in their language, Lord Father. Father, I say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. Father, for the man and woman and God that continually come on this broadcast, Lord Father, and how you use them, Lord Father. Father, I thank you and I glorify you this day, and we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder this broadcast right now. Anyone speaking or listening, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for just showing up and showing out. We thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance being throughout the airways today, Lord Father. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date, Lord Father, whatever devices that they may be listening on, Lord Father, touch them right now, Lord Father. Touch their hearts, touch their minds right now. Unstop deaf ears, break up that stony heart and break the chains off their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your goodness and mercy, Lord. Your goodness and mercy, Lord, Father, that follow us, Lord, Father, daily, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for being that merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you never turned your back on us, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you, Lord, Father, and you will be there. So, Father, today I speak to those, oh God, that are weak today, Lord Father, and weary and ready to give up, Lord Father. And I speak strength and encouragement to them right now, Lord Father, that they may look up, Lord Father, and live, Lord Father, and declare the works of the Lord, Father, and not allow the enemy, Lord Father, to be victorious over them. For they are, Lord Father, more than overcomers. For they are victorious because they are the head and not the tail, oh God. So, Father, touch someone's heart today, oh God, that is ready to give up, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I'm just trusting that you got your praise on, you got your prayer on, and if you did not, it still is not too late. And if you woke up this morning, not if, you did wake up this morning, and you did not say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others, just thanking God for all that he is about to do for you. He woke you up this morning with your sight. He woke you up this morning with your mind. He woke you up this morning with the use of your limbs, and you can speak. Do you know how many people that did not wake up this morning, or if they woke up this morning, all of them, they're not in their right mind. They don't have their sight. They don't have the use of some of their limbs. So we ought to thank God for waking us up this morning. Lord, I thank you. It is not too late. Ask him to use you today to be that light in someone's darkness today. In someone's darkness today. And you know what? He'll do it. He will use you. He said, we have not because we ask not. We thank you, O God, as we ask this day, Lord Father. We thank you for giving it, Lord Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you that word. Let me give you that word. It says, work for a cause, not for applause. Live life to express, not to impress. Work for a cause, not for applause. Live life. Amen. Amen and amen. I tell you, we heard that awesome word yesterday from Elder Bolin. If you missed it, you can visit our Facebook page and click on that link. Our Facebook page is Logion International Ministries. You can click on that link. And if you do not follow us, just hit like and follow us. You will know every time that we come on the broadcast. It will give you the notification when we come on live on Sunday service. So just go ahead today and click on that link. I also post the link for today's broadcast. So I'm just giving you time for you to just go ahead and just tell a friend. You know, give them the dial-in number that they can call in. They may be in need of prayer. They may have a question. They may have a praise report. They may even want to give their life to Christ today and not be ashamed of him. You know, that call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press that number one. Amen. I tell you, God has been good. God has been and always will be good. Amen. Today, we're going to come from the book of Jonah today. That's what we're going to do. Come from the book of Jonah. So for those of you that have your Bible, I'm going to give you a little time for you to go ahead and, you know, get your Bible and and find the book of Jonah today. Amen. It's right before Obadiah. It's right after Obadiah and before Micah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My topic today is, do you think you can outrun God? Do you think that you can outrun God? Say something yesterday that Elder Bolin said. Say, when you miss your assignment, it not only affects you, it affects others. When God puts you on an assignment, he expects you to do your assignment. as he give it to you. So for those of you that don't know Jonah, let's go ahead and let's begin to read about Jonah. Amen. Starting from the first chapter, it said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. God gave him an assignment. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now, how many of us today that God had given us our assignment, he may have told you to go and bless someone with your service, with your time, with your finances. But you look at them and you're like, I'm going the other direction. I'm not going to do this. How many of us today can say that we was disobedient in that fact? God tell us to do one thing and we did the opposite. There's a price for everything that we do when we disobey God. Say, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Listen. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, not the one true and living God, unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. That's how much trust that he had in God. He didn't have to worry. He was comfortable. He was sleeping because he knew the God that he served. How many of you during a hurricane, a storm that is going on, and whether it be that kind of storm or whatever situation that you're facing, that is the storm that's going on. How many of you can rest peaceful in God and know that he will take care of it? Said, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so, be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Now all of them was calling upon their gods, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. You remember those false prophet that was calling upon their Baal? Okay. Say, and they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for those cause this evil is upon us. Whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thy occupation? And whence thou come? And whence comest thou? What is the country? And of what people art thou? All these questions they're asking him. And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may become unto us? For the sea wrought and was temperate. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea become unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Did God put you on assignment today and you decide, well, hey, you're going to run the other direction? These are questions that we can ask ourselves today. What is it that God wants me to do, or what is it that God told me to do that I have neglected to do? Did he tell you to go and preach the gospel to a set of people? And because maybe you're young, feel that they're not going to listen to you, that you refuse to do it? Remember what God said for you to do. You are going to do it. If he called you to preach, you're going to preach. You're going to preach. Even if you're preaching it down in hell, you're going to preach. Because his word will not return to him void. It will not return to him void. We have to understand God is our creator. He knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. We cannot outrun God. We can't even run from him. We can't hide from him. He is our creator. Everything that you see, he created, not man. He created. He created. So Jonah thinks that he can outrun God. He thinks that because of the way God sent him, how wicked, that's how mindful God is of his people. They was wicked in that city of Nineveh. They were wicked. And God was showing compassion. You maybe see that very person that don't like you, or you think that they don't like you. God is sending you to them. God is sending you to them for them to turn from their wicked ways. Have mercy. God is showing forth mercy. But because of your dislike for them, because of how they feel towards you, you refuse to go. You refuse to go. Because you don't want to see them blessed. You don't want to see them change. The mindset today. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy's job is to take us off our assignment. The enemy's job is to distract us from what God has for us, for what God has for us to do. That's the enemy's job. Until you recognize it, you're going to continue to walk in it. Just like we want God to have mercy, compassion, love for us. He said, pray for your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for them. Let God's will be done. Time for us to get on course. You veer off the course. We all make mistakes. But you know what? It's time now for you to get back on track. Get back on course. When you enter in the direction in the GPS, it tells you when you make a wrong turn. It tells you recalculate yourself back onto the right track. Start this day. If you have walked away from Christ today, is your day for you to repent and come back into the fold. Come back into the fold today. God is love. God is merciful. God is long-suffering. And the same thing that you want from your Father which is in heaven, you should want for others. You should want for others. Don't be selfish today. Look around you. Look around you today. And you can see what the world, what is going on in the world today. Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Look at your neighborhood today. Don't you want them to get on the right path? For those of you that walk around your neighborhood, some of your neighborhoods is full of gangs and stuff like that. Can you be bold enough to walk around and pray? Ask God for mercy. Ask God for changing of their hearts. You can do it. You can do it with the help of God. It said, nevertheless, the man rode hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was temperous against them. They tried, instead of throwing him over, they tried to go see if they could have rowed to land. You can't. You can't go against God. He give us free will. But there's a price, people, to pay for everything that we do. Everything that we do, there is a price. But God's goodness and mercy. So wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, has done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Said, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. And when I read that just now, I just thought about when, you know, Apostle, she used to say, I'm going to say what thus say the Lord. I'm going to say it because your blood will not be required on her hands. When she tell you what God says and you choose to go different, you choose to walk contrary to what God says, will not be on her hands. It will be upon your hands. Because you know what? The word came forth. The word came forth from God, your Father, which is in heaven, who created the heavens and the earth. People, there is still those and prophets walking this land today. Yes, there are false ones out there. But ask for the spirit of discernment. And he will enlighten you. Remember, we have not because we ask not. If it's there for the accent, ask for it. Stay on your assignment. Stay on your assignment that God has for you. If he have you on this earth to protect the children, the young children, you're in the neighborhood, and the children will just gravitate towards you because that spirit that you have within you. You take the time and you listen to them, time to encourage them, to guide them, to lead them down the right path. That's your assignment. Don't take that assignment for granted. The life that you're changing. See, growing up, like, people would look to you. And they could come and they can talk to you about whatever issues that they're going on, whether it's, you know, them being bullied at school, you know, the situation at, you know, in their household. And you're listening and you're giving them sound advice. You wasn't, and I could say I've experienced it, that many have gravitated towards me growing up. And, you know, my girlfriend as well, you know, kids will just come to us. Now, as we are grounded in Christ, we are able that when you see children come to you, that you're able to even talk and how they can pray. Because I don't remember even telling them about praying. I don't remember if I did. But where I am now, I will talk to them. And then I will pray with them. And then I will tell them that you can pray too. Go around and you can pray, whether you're in your room and you're just walking around praying, you're spending that time with God. People are going to say, well, that's all you can tell them, pray. You know what? Pray. God changes things, not you. Prayer changes things. That conversation that you're having with God, he's changing things. He's changing that person's heart. He's changing the way that person thinks. If you stay on your assignment, stay on your assignment. Jonah felt that because they were so wicked, let God destroy them. He didn't want them to be saved. He didn't want God to do what it is that he was doing. Yeah. And he is a prophet. He was a prophet, one of the minor prophets. And yeah, you have leaders that way. Not all. But look around. Look around today and you'll see. Look around. That's all I'm going to say. So after they done took and throw him overboard. And the sea ceased from raging, it said. Then the man feared the Lord exceedingly and offered his sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. All the gods that they was praying to, and none of them could have stopped the seas from raging, the wind from blowing, that boat from rocking. None of them could, but God, but the true and living God. So when you're going through that storm, and you know that the God that you serve, as you go through the storm, on the other side of that storm, no wind, there's no rain, there's no snow. The winds, everything is peace because you went through it. You did not stop in that storm. Tell you, the enemy's job is to distract you on the purpose that God has for you, that he has for you. Others will not like that path that you're on. Those that you thought was your friends, you're going to see how quickly that they're going to fall off. But going through that storm, keep your eyes stayed upon the Lord. Keep your eyes stayed upon the Lord. We're going to talk real talk because this is what's going on in this world. And it's getting harder and harder, and the government is making it difficult and more difficult. People is praying time. It's time for you to get on your assignment. When you're in God's assignment, guess what? He is taking care of you. He is taking care of those that are attached to you. But can you believe? Can you have that faith? Can you have that faith? You see, they know that Jonah served the true and living God, because as soon as they did what Jonah told them to do, everything ceased. Everything ceased. Today, call upon the true and living God. Everything down to him. Everything. Every pain, every hurt, every sickness, everything, lay it down to him. And trust the process as you go through. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, didn't say there wasn't fishes in the sea, did it? There was fishes in the sea created. He prepared a great fish. He prepared. Now, all the fish is there, but yet God prepared the fish. So this is a special fish now that he prepared for Jonah. Say, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. He can't run no more. He cannot run no more. So he got to do what he know what to do. He got to call on the God that he serves. And that's what God is trying to tell you. I am here seek me while I am yet still here. Storm that you're going through, do not look for man to bring you through. Man will fail you. Call on your Lord and Savior. He is there. He is there. It says, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. So you know he was deep down in there. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. What he's doing, he's still going to look up, still going to look up. Look up today. Look up and live. Speak life and not death. Know the war that you're fighting today. It is not natural. It is spiritual. And if you can defeat it in the spiritual, you will defeat it in the natural. I'm going to say it again. If you can defeat it in the spiritual, you can defeat it in the natural. Because you are not fighting a natural war. You are not. That's why he gave us the word. He gave us the word. He gave us the power. He gave us the authority. But we don't use it. We prefer to go the other route. We prefer to cuss people out. We prefer to do them harm, shoot, kill, you know, stab, what, by any other means other than doing it the way that God wants us to do it. He will take care of your enemies. Not the way you want him to, but he will. Because he said there is more fighting for us than against us. But our mind can't comprehend that. Our mind cannot comprehend that. You serve an awesome God. Amen. He gave you the power and the authority. Why are we not using it? He gave us the word. Why are we not using it? Why? Because we stay in the carnal. That's why. But people, we are spiritual beings first and foremost. First and foremost, we are spiritual beings. You cannot run from what God has for you to do. Again, I'm going to say, if he called you to preach, you're going to preach. Whether you preach it here on earth or you preach it in wherever your final destination is, don't be disobedient. Do not be disobedient. Have compassion. Just like you want God to have compassion on you, have compassion on others. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Again, no matter what storm that you're going through, look up and call upon your Lord and Savior. He is there. When he said he will never leave you nor forsake you, he mean exactly that. God is not like us. We say one thing out of our mouth and do another. You have man and woman in the pulpit today that are preaching God's word, but not living the word. If you're going to preach it, if you're going to teach it, because all eyes are on you. And you being a leader, and not living the word that you are preaching, what does that say for your congregation? If God tell you to speak about something, you chose not to speak about it because you're going to offend others that are sitting there, you know what? Do what God tell you to do. They're the ones that have that choice to take heed to the word as it comes forth. And if it convict them so much, then they ought to do something about it. But stand on your post. Don't be a people pleaser. Please God. Do his will. They're the ones that can kill both body and soul, not the one that could just kill the body, because that's all man can do. That's all man can do. Man will scandalize your name. Man will condemn you for your past. Man will build you up and tear you down in a minute. But God, when he rises you up above all of that, still turn around and smile at them and show forth love? Nobody but God. Because where God puts you, no man can take you down. But when God takes you down, you're taken down. Be on your assignment today and know that you can't outrun God. You cannot outrun him. He said, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever, yet have thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God. He is repenting. How much of us today is going before God and repenting? Are you going to the priest and confessing your sin? Save you. We are not back in, you know, the early church days where you go to the priests and you give them the offering for the atonement of your sins. No, we are not in those days. We are not in those days. We can go before God. Forgiveness. We can. Always confess your sins and say, Hail Mary this and Hail Mary that. Guess what? Ain't no Hail Mary here, no Hail Mary that. You said this many Hail Marys or whatever, and you said, No. People, wake up. Y'all still in that bondage there. Wake up. Be delivered. Be set free today. Catch some flack, but the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. Go before God. He sent his only begotten son that walked this earth without sin. Without sin. Mary, let me say it again. Mary was just a vessel that brought forth our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She is the vessel not to be worshipped. That's who she is. So all this Hail Mary, and y'all need to be delivered. Set free. May lose listeners, but to God be the glory. You'll be all right after a while. Said, when my soul's in me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. He was in there. He was in that place. And he repent for his disobedience. He repent. Ask God to keep him, because he know God is the one that kept him through everything that he was going through. Pray for your leaders, because they go through. They are standing there, and they are praying, and they're interceding on our behalf. You come to them with a problem, and they're touching and agreeing with you. God, give them, you know, the wisdom, the knowledge, the comfort, and give you. But if you're not going to do what they tell you to do, do not go to them. Don't go to them if you know that they're, you know the way they live. They know to live what they preach, and they know they're not going to lie to you. Don't go to them if you're not going to do what they tell you to do. Because we can be some disobedient folks when we don't want to do something somebody tell us to do. But you know one thing? When you go on that job, you will most definitely do what that boss tell you to do. Because you know, if you don't, you may have a few written up, few warnings verbally, and then that's it. They let you go. So you know that, you know, you're going to straighten up. And you're going to do what you have to do, because you want that paycheck and you need that job. But you know what you don't want to do? You know what you will quickly walk away from? When that word come to you and tell you, hey, listen, you veer off the path. It's time for you to come on now. Come on back over here. I've let you go this long. It's time for you to come back. And it keep nudging you back, and it keep nudging you back. That's the warning. Just think about the written warning and the verbal warning, the chances that he is giving you to get back on the right track. Do the right thing. Do the assignment that he called you to do. But no. When it comes to God, you want to honor God any kind of way. You want to come to him, like, with all your demands and expect God to do this. And you only know him. You only know him when you're in trouble. But when it's at peace, when everything is at peace, you don't know God. You don't have time to pray. You don't have time to have that conversation with God. You're about your business. Think about it. If God handles us the way that we handle him, we'd be in a world of hurt. He's loving and he's forgiving. So, you know, those, when your leader's talking to you, and it convicts that heart. It's telling you, come on, my child. Come on, my child. Let's get back on the right track. Let's get back on the right track. And he is happy when you take heed. When you take heed to that warning, because warning comes before destruction. And he see that the path that you're going down leads to nothing but destruction, the world of hurt, the pain for others, the pain that you are going to afflict upon yourself. telling you, come on, my child. He's telling you all today, it's time now to turn from your wicked ways. Turn. It just takes you to start something. You go on social media. I say Facebook. I don't know nothing but Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and all that. I don't know. But you will see them say, you know, if you know you serve an awesome God, type amen. And if you're not afraid, go ahead and share it. And you'll go ahead and share it. Or you see a fight trending. And you go ahead and you quickly share that fight. Today, people, today, wake up. Wake up, people. Ask God to take the scales off of your eyes today, that you may see with the eyes of the Spirit. You will see what's going on. Ask Him for the ears to hear with the ears of the Spirit. And listen. Listen to that still small voice when it's talking to you. Said, my child, it's time for you to come out. Come out of this that you're in. Come out of this. People take this life that we're living for granted. When He wake you up in the morning, never take it for granted. It's a blessing. It's a gift. It is a gift. See, Jonah had to go on his assignment now because he know what God tell him to do, the assignment that He gave him. I'm going to read the last verse again of chapter 2. It said, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomit out Jonah upon the dry land. Going to chapter 3. It say, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Not add to it, not take away from it, not water it down, but preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went on to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. Wherever he was, it was 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and cover him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. He sent the prophet to a city, for them to repent. People don't like the apostles. And those that are well-liked, they don't like the apostles. When you see an apostle comes into your ministry, their job is to oversee it. They tear down and build up because they're going to tell you what thus say the Lord. And you have two options. You can do it. You do it. There's a blessing. You don't. That's your cross to bear. But that's what they do. They send the mouthpiece. That's what the fivefold ministry is. The prophets, apostles. Let me tell you, a lot of people in ministry to this day, and I've experienced it, a lot of people, they don't want to be a help. They don't want to be a servant. They don't want to work in administration. They want to be that apostle. They want to be that prophet. You know, they want to be up there with the fivefold. Everybody is serving God. Everybody have a part to play in the ministry, in the church, in the building. And I said the church, in the building. Everybody have their part. We are the church. We are the one that have the word, that don't use the word. The building can teach the word. The building can help the people. We are the church. We're not talking about the church building, the four corners. We are. Are we staying in our assignment today? Are you going to go for this day on your assignment? Are you going to repent today? Like I say, I know I'll catch some flack about, you know, all those with this Hail Mary and all of that, and that's okay because I know the God that I serve. I know the God that I serve, and I know who I am. You give praises and honor and glory to our Father which is in heaven, the one that separated and created a son. And not only that, he created the son, because when the son died and rose again and went back to sit on the right-hand side of the Father, he left us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to rest, rule, and abide in us. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what he say. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. But we don't even use that today. We allow the enemy to distract us. We allow the enemy to tell us all kind of stuff. And I say, yes, the enemy. Because the enemy uses people to do it to you. The enemy. The enemy is a spirit being. In order for him to operate, he has to enter the vessel. Are you that willing vessel to allow the enemy to enter in and wreak havoc and use you? See, when we ask the forgiveness of the sins of our fathers and forefathers and people that don't believe in generational curses, when your mother and your father and your great-great-great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-great-grandfather, when all of them were serving other gods other than the true and living God, decide to work witchcraft. Things are not going your way, or, you know, this, I want to get rid of this person, or I want to get rid of that person. Yeah, it's real. It's real. Y'all know it's real. You know what your family was doing. You heard the stories about what your family have done. So you know what? When you decide to walk in Christ and not walk in that, what they was doing, consider yourself blessed. Consider yourself a child of God. Consider yourself to have more fighting for you than against you. Consider yourself knowing who you are in Christ. Stay on your assignment and call out what needs to be called out. Don't be afraid nor ashamed. Are you going to get flack from it? Of course, because people don't like the truth. They prefer to hear a lie. They prefer to go and scandalize somebody's name. They prefer to spread that lie, plant those seeds, so that you don't listen. But who is the greater one? Which spirit is greater, theirs or yours? Ask yourself that question. Which spirit is greater? What door that you left open that you forgot to close? Stay on your assignment. You cannot outrun God. Cannot outrun God. It says in Psalms 31 and 23, it says, O Lord, O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserved the faithful and plentiful, rewarded the proud doers. 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And when you do the research of Nineveh is the city that was built by the descendants of Ham. You don't know who Ham is? Go look in Genesis chapter 10 and 11. Today, Nineveh is the modern-day Mosul, Iraq. That's where Nineveh is. So I thank each and every one of you today for staying on your assignment. And if you have veered off the path, if you have walked contrary to what God has told you to do, you're running from God. You cannot outrun God. You can't outrun him. Repent today. He is merciful. He is loving. And don't put off anything that you can do today for tomorrow. No day is promised to us. Not even the very second is promised to us. So when God calls you home, make sure that you was on your assignment. And when you're on your assignment and he calls you home, your work is now done. Doesn't matter what people may say, not about them. It is not about them. It is about you and your work for God. Keep on pressing. Keep on looking up. When you're weak and you're weary and you're ready to give up, call upon the Lord. You need reinforcement, call your prayer warriors. Call your pastor. I was blessed. I was blessed for 18 years to have the woman of God in my life. Blessed. And Logion International Ministries, the City of Victory. I was blessed. I could have called when I feel I was weak and weary. I could have called, pick up the phone, and I could have called any member of that church, whether it be one, whether it be two on the line, whether it be three on the line, and they was there to pray, say anything. I felt their prayers. God is merciful. God is loving. No. If you have that relationship with God, he places people in your path that when you're weary, he would lay it on their heart to call you, to uplift you. I've been there. Thank God for using me today to even bring forward this message, because you know what? I'm going to stay on my assignment. And I thank all those that continually pray for me when I'm weak, when I'm weary, when I'm ready to give up. I thank you for the words of encouragement. I thank you for your prayers. I take them not for granted. And for those of out there that are praying, but praying in a negative word, let me tell you, the blood of Jesus is against you, and your words shall fall to the ground and create nothingness like your words are, because I am a child of the Most High God. I am the child of the King. I know that the greatest one lives within me. So I'm going to continue to say, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Accept God into your life today. And if you have walked away, rededicate your life today back to him. Time is at hand, and it waits for no one. So, in every one of our continual listeners, those that are listening now and that will listen at a later time, may God richly bless you, elevate you, and take you deeper in him. Make you bold soldiers in his kingdom. And make you that light in someone else's darkness. Let that light show forth round about you that people may want to know what it is that is going on with you. What create that light around you, and that is your opportunity to witness to them and draw them into God's kingdom. Open your mouth and he will speak for you. So open your mouth, let him speak. Let him speak through you today. Be not afraid nor ashamed, people. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. Click like and follow while you're there. If you're not following us, or click that like button. And go ahead and click. We have several broadcasts there from man and woman of God that is on there. Click and enjoy. Enjoy the word. Don't worry who it comes from. And my advice is, if they give you scripture, write it down. Follow along with them as they read it to you. That way you know what you're reading, what they are reading. And some will specify, this is the NIV, this is whatever, whatever. If you have the King James Version, you read your King James Version. If you have the NIV Version, you read your NIV Version. As long as you're following along with them, and what they're saying is what is written. Do that, people. Get the word in you. Time is coming, people. You will not have this Bible. Eat the word while you can. Eat the word while it's being told to you, while it's given to you. Don't take it for granted. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night. Yes, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That calling number is 712 832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Doesn't matter what church that you go to, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, prayer changes things, and everyone can pray. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, join us Facebook Live for our Sunday service. If you do not have Facebook, go ahead and call us on that conference line at 712-832-7144, code pound, and join in on the service as well. Join us every Tuesday night for Bible Talk. Yep, that's Bible Talk. Interesting topics on Tuesdays. You may want to learn more about, you know, the Bible, some a topic you may have. Come on, enjoy. Enjoy it. Again, that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. You would like to bless this radio broadcast, continue keeping it on air, and God laid upon your heart to send in a donation. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Looking at that,
oh, when I let go,
I let go,
and
I and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.